Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, welcome to Miller Time Radio. I appreciate you guys locking in with your boy again tonight for another great, spectacular show we got on tap for you guys today. I'm actually pretty excited about this show today, guys. This is, as you some guys you may know, this is Leonard Miller's or Miller Time Radio, I believe, 96th show today, all right? So we're four shows away for 100 shows, people. I just want to, you know, send a shout-out to the people who support the show, man. You know, and this show that we got, kind of a, you know, saying we got a big time comedy show. You know, we don't have too many around the area, so definitely wanted to send a shout out to Pistol Pete and all those guys for putting something together. We got some of the hottest up and coming comedians in the state right now on Miller Time Radio. Yo, listen, I'm excited, man. I'm blessed, and listen, especially in this format where we kind of expect a couple people to call the show. You know, it almost never works out where everyone's kind of calling, you know, at what time they're supposed to be calling. So we'll see how this goes, you know. But I'm very excited, you know, for the comedy show on, I believe, July 18th, sponsored by Pistol Pete. And they got a host of comedians like Richard Sear, they call him the Claw. We got Marcelo the Moose Hill. We have Caesar Ostrowski. And the headliner of the show, Johnny Benson, is supposed to be coming down, shutting down the spot in the Rose, man. Real talk. And, you know, they're going to be calling on to the show. We'll try to get, it's only a 30-minute show, so we'll try to get everybody in and introduce themselves and, you know, maybe give you a little bit, man. No, man, you got to listen to the show to find out, man. All right. So before we bring these guys onto the show, we're going to bring in the manager over at Pistol Pete, who kind of had his hand in and put this whole thing together. Hey, Matt, welcome to Miller Time Radio, man. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, man? I appreciate you having me.
Oh, man, all day, man. I appreciate it. Listen, I appreciate you reaching out to me. This is as far as, you know, what you guys got going on, man, because this is some special stuff right here, man, getting comedians.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff in the works, but before I start off, let me just say you forgot one of the people on there, Karina Ford. You got to see her too. She's real good. She's
Karina
on the
Ford,
card
okay,
with them as well. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, not a problem. We got a lot of stuff in the works. We're trying to bring, you know, build up comedy, especially in the area, anyways. And I the main reason why I wanted to do it is because I can't go to comedy shows because I work a lot. So I figured, why not bring it here? Mm. Yeah. And our first show, like you said, is Saturday. The Saturday, July 18th. It's gonna be real good, and it's sponsored by Jack Daniel's. So all Jack Daniel's products are gonna be on sale for like $3 a piece. All domestic bottled beers are going to be $2 a piece, and it's going to be a real good show. I mean, we already got a lot of people inquiring about it, and I got five good comedians from all over the East Coast here, and they've done also all over New England, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. They've been to Mohegan. They've been to Foxwoods. And Johnny Benson, the headliner, he's a real good act himself.
Mm. Now, what time does the show start?
8 o'clock. It's only $10 a ticket. You can purchase them at the door, and it's like I said, most all reserved seating is sold out, but it's definitely there's still some tickets available.
Mm. So what do you think that people are going to expect when they come to a show like this?
This is what we want to do is, like I said, we're building from the ground up. You got to before you walk, you got to crawl. So this is our starter show. We bring a variety of comedians in, different kinds, you know, to cover all grounds and see what the people like. And we're going to build from there. Like, this is our first show, and then we got another show coming up August 8th, and then we got another one after that, September 5th. But we're going to just keep building to where we get headliners and everything else. But they cover all aspects. We're getting a little bit of, you know, comedians for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, and right now we're going to, on Miller Time Radio, we're going to bring our first comedian in. I believe we have first of all, I want to say, Matt, keep up the good work. I appreciate you saying reaching out.
I'll listen in and touch base as long as I can, but if I got to get off, I'll have to get off on you.
All right, it's all good, but I'm going to let you go right now because we got our first comedian just called in right now. We're going to bring...
Not a problem, do your thing.
So you call back at the end of the show if you could, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks, man. Have a blessed night, man. Hey, listen, we got our first comedian who's calling in the show, and today we have... Richard Sear on Miller Time Radio. Richard, welcome to Miller Time Radio. How you doing, brother?
I am doing very well. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So where exactly are you from? Are you from the Connecticut area?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm from Connecticut, and I grew up in Connecticut, but I play all over the place. I've done Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Tennessee. But wherever there's a microphone, I will be.
Okay, all right. So when do you feel like you developed your passion for comedy? Because it's a tough business, man.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what it is? It's a fun business, too, but it is tough. I have a full-time job, which pays the bills, so I just take this as fun, and, you know, wherever it makes lead me, I just go with it. And so far, I've done it for about 3 years, and I've played some major stages like Gotham Comedy Club, Stand Up New York, Foxwoods, Zanies in Tennessee, and Brokerage. So, I mean, I definitely cannot complain.
And listen,
I don't know if you know anything. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go right ahead. Because this is the internet, so it kind of has that short pause, you know.
Oh, yeah. And what I was going to say was I know you introduced me as the Claw, and I wanted to explain where that came from and what my act's about.
Absolutely. You got the floor, brother. It's your floor.
All right. Well, then I will take it. I was born with cerebral palsy, so I use that to my advantage. I love it. I don't really have a bad case of it, but so years ago when I was in high school, I got into a fight, and one of my friends goes, "Hey, it's the Claw Man," and that just stuck. So when I started doing comedy, I started referring to myself as Rich the Claw Sear, and now I'm actually selling shirts, DVDs, so it's definitely catching on, and I love, I think every comic needs a good, like, not stick, maybe that's not the right word, but something that they can go by. It's working for me so far, and I love it. So that's where the Claw comes from.
Mm-hmm. So now, here on Millertime Radio, this is what we do. We kind of give people the floor. You want to give us a bit of something, like two couple minutes,
a
little bit possibly. What the people going to expect when they come out in droves to come see you on Friday night, I believe it.
Most of my bits are usually visual, because like I said, I have I use the Claw, and I do a lot of I'm very visual on stage. But I could do one bit.
Okay.
It's not really bad. Like, what kind of language? I'm not going to use bad language. But I mean,
you can use
that.
This is internet radio. You can use it.
All right.
This is Millertime Radio.
Well, then let's get this fucking party started, huh? All right, I'll do a bit that's not really related to my cerebral palsy, which a lot of my act is about right now, but I'll give you something, just to give you a little warm-up, so when you see me on Saturday in Pistol Pete's, you'll see the rest of it. I just want to say, work is destroying my love life. To be more specific, it's work acronyms. I mean, you have PTO, paid time off. I mean, that's innocent sounding, though. It's not going to get you in trouble. LOA, leave of absence. Again, that doesn't really... What comes next, though, I'm still reeling from the effects. Term disability. Let's just think in for a second. Now, a couple years ago, I got hurt really bad at work, so I was rushed to the hospital. And my girlfriend was out backpacking through Europe, so she wasn't in the area. Or so she says, backpacking. Is that what you youngsters call it now? I kind of miss that little whore. she calls work and goes, "What's that? What? You don't know? Oh, my God, Rich got hurt really bad at work, and he's going to be using a lot of PTO, which might lead to LOA due to a very bad STD. Probably one of the worst STDs I've seen in a long time." I'm like, shut the fuck up. It's short-term disability. It really entertains those accents. You know what, though? I'm starting to – I feel your listeners really deserve the truth. So what I want to clear up for you. You know what it was? It wasn't short-term disability. What it was – it was a mistaken case of chlamydia. Chlamydia. You know what? I am quite the romantic. That year, you know what my wedding song was? It was that Blue Oyster Cult classic. I'm burning for you. And that's just a little bit to give you a little warm-up of what's going on. Like I said, a lot of the other stuff is more visual. Where I go on stage and I just, I talk about how much...
Rich.
How much I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Richard Sear. He's going to be down. Please, that was a little bit right there. He's a funny brother. Y'all make sure y'all get down there and check him out. Hey, brother, we're going to go down to the next guy. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Locking it. Do you have any emails or anything that people may want to get up with you? you know, cops want to link up
yeah.
with you, connect with you. Go ahead, give me all the information before we let you go. We go to the next guy.
Well, you know, I appreciate it. Once again, I love, thanks for having me on the show. And you can see where I'm going to be at next on Facebook at Rich Fear, R-I-C-H, space C-Y-R, comedian. So Rich Fear, comedian, and I am the one known as The Claw. See you Saturday night at Pistol Pete's.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, man, y'all. Thank you, brother. You have a blessing. We'll be down there to check you out now. Take it easy. Hey, that was Miller Time Radio. That was the first one. Next one we're going to go to, we're going to go down to Caesar Ostrowski on Miller Time Radio. Caesar, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me, man.
Hey, brother, I appreciate you today. Listen, you know, I appreciate you calling. You know, we got people anticipating the big show that's coming up this weekend with you guys. Hey, give them a little taste. Possibly what they're going to see when it comes to you, Caesar.
I mean, you know, it's tough because I talk a lot about, like, real life and whatnot. And, like, I love, like, to me there's nothing funnier than a real story or something that happened in real life.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, honest to God, you know, I don't have necessarily bits, you know. Like, I don't sit around just, not to say other guys are fabricating, but, you know what I mean? Like, I don't ever display it the same way as other people can embellish the way they can. I can't, you know, if it's not real to me, it's not funny. At least not from my lips, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what I did recently was actually I choked on an ice cube at work. And it turned into, like, very quickly turned into drowning at the same time. It was, you know what I mean? Like, I started choking. And I was like, all right, cool, it's starting to melt, you know, it's gonna go away. But then it started, like, drowning me, and I was like, oh, no, this is even worse. Like, you know, like, I ain't even in water right now, I'm about to drown. Like, the corner's gonna be like, yeah, this idiot drowned, fully clothed and dry, and he drowned, you know. And I started getting, like, real, real scared, and started, like, you know, all the people started, like, this is it, I'm going. So they started being real with people, like, that's what I started doing. Like, I hate you. Talk too loud, he pissed me off when I'm on the phone, and all of a sudden, like, I just coughed up the little piece of ice. I was like, oh, whew, all right, Carol, I'm sorry, Carol, you know, in times of the rest, things are said that we shouldn't be saying, but I apologize, you are a nice lady, disregard what I said, you know. But yeah, man, life is funny to me.
Real life is definitely. And so, how did you, you know, say fall in love with comedy? What was it? Did you bomb on your first show? How was the first time you actually got one? Telling jokes, man. It's hard to make people laugh these days, man. People going through it, man.
Well, my first ever show, my buddy Andy, good friend of mine still to this day, he would put on, like, he'd rent a hall essentially and just throw a show, like $20-$30, all you can eat, all you can drink, you know. Great time for everybody. And then you'd either have, like, a DJ and have a dance hall type thing going on, or you have, like, comedians and then the DJ after. And the first ever show I did, I was on with a few good friends of mine to this day, Chris Clark, Artie Robb, and Darren Rivera. And I was scared senseless. Like, you wouldn't believe. Like, I didn't even hit an open mic. This was, like, 7 years ago. Andy's like, you know, I'm putting this talent show together. I just moved back home, and I was like, oh, well, I've been thinking about starting comedy, and he's like, yeah, that's nice, and I was like, nah, man, put me on, man, like, do me a solid, put me on, and he's like, all right, I'll put you on, you're gonna suck, you know what I mean, he's like, you're gonna suck, I know it, whatever,
before you finish real quick, I want you, hey, I see Moose is on the line right now, don't, you don't gotta hang up, I'm gonna bring you in next, all right, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Caesar, go ahead, you go ahead and finish up, brother.
Nah, don't worry about it, Moose can wait. Moose is a big boy. I know he hears me talking shit right now. They put me on the show, and you know, it was a little VFW or some shit like that in New England, Connecticut. And, I mean, this thing was packed to the rafters with people. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure the fire marshal, like, was going to come through and, like, shut us down. And the headliner
what
was –
what could be the capacity
just walking in now – walking in now, I would tell you the capacity is 87, because that it was
a small-ass
room, and we had about 200. You know, everyone was like sardines. And the crazy part is there's, like, no parking, and half the crowd is Puerto Ricans. Like, there's, like, three Honda Civics in the parking lot, and that was it. And that was it. I was like, where are these people parked? And I'd be out inside the venue. I was like, oh, it makes total sense right now. This makes absolute sense. You know? Like,
yo.
200 Puerto Ricans and three on the Civics. Like, all right, this they know what. You know what I mean?
Word.
Yeah.
Yo, listen,
and so my first show was there, and behind, you know, the green room, which was the kitchen of the place, Artie Rob just hands me a bottle of Henny, and he sees me nervous. He's like, yo, take a swig. I was like, nah, man, I don't like Henny. He goes, I wasn't asking. He said, take a swig. And I'm like, yeah, okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Never met this dude before, the tallest black dude in the room. I was like, yeah, no, absolutely, whatever you say, dude. I take the swig. I hated it. I swallowed it. I persevered, and I went on stage, and I just started eating shit because, like, you know, everyone's like, if anyone tells you they're good from the jump, they're a fucking liar or they're Patrice O'Neal. You know what I mean? That's it. And, you know what I mean? And Patrice O'Neal, rest his soul, he ain't going to tell nobody shit for a while. You know what I mean? So everyone's a goddamn liar, like, if they say that they were having a great show and that they were funny the first time. Like, they suck. I suck so much. I sat like a bag of dicks that night. Like, and I forgot my line.
Cedar, we're going to be pressed for time right now, brother. Hey, listen, I want you to, before we go to the next, we're going to go to Moose on to next, and then we're going to go on to Johnny Benson next to kind of wrap up
absolutely
the show. But, hey, give people an email or Facebook, someone they can link up with you, man.
Absolutely. You know, I appreciate the love. And any and everybody that follows me, hopefully I make them laugh because I'm stupid as shit on the Internet. And, you know, like for every 100, you know, if there's 100% of the content that I put out there, 90% of it's bullshit and just retarded. Caesar Got Jokes on Twitter, Caesar Got Jokes on Instagram. That's where I do my damage. And, you know, go ahead, follow me. If you're not lame, I'll follow you back.
Yo, I appreciate you. Listen, we're going to come out there in the middle of time. We're going to come out there and check you out this weekend, brother.
Absolutely.
I'm
looking forward to seeing everybody out in Norwich on Saturday. Absolutely.
All right, have a good night, bro.
Hey, you too. Thank you very much.
Anytime, like, brother. That was Miller Time. Funny brother, man. Funny brother. Caesar Strappi. Funny brother. The next person we're going to bring onto the show is supposed to be killing the show on this weekend on the 18th. We have, they call this brother Marcelo the Moose. I'm interested to know why they call him the Moose. Kill on Miller Time Radio. Hey, welcome to the show today, brother.
All right. How you
doing?
Hey, I love my friend. I love the love other comedians give each other, man.
That's important, man. That's important. We got to come together.
Yeah, yeah.
We're stronger together.
My brother's like, fuck him, he can wait.
So we're going to talk about this big, you know, people are excited. People kind of talking about what's going to go down this weekend. And I want to talk to you personally about, you know, how do you get in this comedy game, man? Was it tough for you? Was it easy? Did you have to bomb a couple times?
Yeah, no doubt. I think every comedian probably dropped the mic at one time. I did a show one time at Russell's in Hartford, and I wasn't feeling the crowd. The crowd wasn't feeling me, so I just said it, and I dropped the mic and walked.
Dropped it in the middle of the show?
Yeah, about halfway through my set, I said, y'all ain't feeling me, so I dropped the mic and walked.
Wow.
You know, it happens sometimes. Well, maybe not to that extreme, but, you know, it's all good. And
so
I was just driving down.
How long have you been
doing? I've been doing this like 4.5 years, man.
Okay. Is there a certain type of high you get off this? Or if you get from the crowd?
Oh, yeah. When you get up there and the crowd's working with you and you work with the crowd, man, there's nothing like it. You know what I'm saying? That's what keeps me going, you know? Because I'm one of those guys, I don't drink, I don't do nothing else. So I got to get my buzz from something else. You know, and I'm driving down 91. Yeah, I'm driving down 91, and a little lady's in front of me. I call it driving for Jesus, where you can't see the top of her head, just the top of her head. And when you pass her off, you're like, Jesus, keep on driving.
Now, here on Miller Time Radio, Mr. Moose, hey, you got the floor, brother, and we want to give you the people a taste of possibly what they're going to see this weekend with you. You got the floor. It's you.
Oh, yeah, okay, it's no problem. You know, like me, I like to go out dancing, you know, And I'm old. I only got two steps now. I got a bad hip and everything. They'd be going like, go Poppy, go Poppy. I'm like, go Poppy, hell, shut the fuck up. You know? And nowadays, you know, all these young girls doing that twerking and shit like that. And the young girls dance with me, right? And I know she got a back tattoo. But tattoo's supposed to mean something, you know? Like, I got a squirrel running up one leg, I got another one running down the other leg, and got a nut in its mouth, you know? So this young girl's dancing with me, and she got an arrow pointing to the crack of her ass. And I'm like, what is that supposed to represent? She goes, well, read it. Top of the arrow said, enter at your own risk. I told her I'd rather go to Six Flags. At least I know what I get out that ride. Nasty is what nasty does.
Mm.
You know? It's all good, you know. I used to smoke a little bit. I used to do everything there was, and I stopped drinking because it messed up my I call it my judgment call. Like last night, I went out. This one girl was talking to me. I asked her name. She said, "Caitlin." Shit, I told her I'll be right back and walked out the damn club.
Okay, that's a famous name right now.
Yeah, you know, you gotta be careful.
Mm.
Yeah, I do the crocodile Dundee thing, man. I fuck them right in the crotch first. Make sure they ain't got no package bigger than mine, man.
I'm checking the Adam's apple. The Adam's apple work too, man.
You gotta check
the Adam's apple.
Well, you don't lie about it in the feet, man. The feet will give you away. And I don't like no mess up toes. If they got that one toenail that hangs out their damn sandal like a crocodile claw, I'm gone.
Well, listen, on Miller Time Radio, listen, that was Marcelo Hill on Miller Time Radio. Listen, well, before we bring Johnny, we're going to bring Johnny in a second. Hey, how can people follow you? I'll come down and check you out this weekend, Saturday night. But how people can follow you on social media, man?
Yeah, they can hit me up on moosehill@yahoo.com. They can Facebook me, Marcelino Moose Hill. And, tomorrow night, I'll be at Frosty Mugs in New Britain doing a show. And Saturday night, I'll be at Pistol Pete's.
Yes, sir. We'll be out there. We'll be out there to support you, man. You take it easy, man. I appreciate you calling the show and killing it, man. We're going to be looking forward to killing it on Saturday night.
All right, brother. You be well.
Yes,
thanks,
sir. God bless. Anytime.
God bless.
Hey, that was Military Radio, man. These guys, we got to get out there and check Pistol Pete's out Saturday. These guys killed it, and now we're going to bring in the headliner. Okay, he just hung up just now. Did he just hang up, right? I think the headliner, maybe he's going to call back in a second. But anyways, we're going to bring Matt back onto the show right now. The guy who kind of put this all together before we bring, hopefully he calls back in a minute because I was just going to bring him in and he hung up. Johnny Benson on the show. Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt.
What's
welcome
going on,
back
man?
To Military. Hey, man, welcome back. Hey, listen, man. Yo, these guys killed it right now, man. These guys are hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait myself. Yeah, I don't know if I told you, too. Did I tell you earlier, sponsored by Jack Daniels?
You did say that earlier, sponsored by Jack Daniels. Okay,
yep.
Listen, we got Johnny Benson back on the line again. I got to cut you off, brother. I'm going to bring you back in a minute. We've got the headliner.
Right.
He finally called back into the show. We've got Johnny Benson on Miller Time Radio.
Miller Time?
Mr. Benson. This is Miller Time, man. You made it, brother. How you doing?
What's happening, baby? What's happening?
Yo, nothing, man. Yo, I'm excited. I can't wait to come see the show, kid. You got ripped down the show this weekend, man.
I hope so. Yeah, let me pick up this headliner thing. Lou Rawls was a headliner. Frank Sinatra was a headliner. I'm just the last. I'm just the last dude. Keep your expectations low.
I'm sorry, bro. I thought it'd be a compliment, man. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm self-deprecating, but it's all going to be a good time. I'm honored to work with these, four other comics?
Yes, sir.
I'm bad with math. I don't know. Four. Moose will be there and Fort and the Claw and the other Polak will be there. It's a good time, man. Yeah. Are you going to be in the front row?
Oh, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to make sure my attire is right because I know how y'all get, man. I got to make sure I might bring my lady with me too, man.
Oh, man. All right. That sounds like a plan. Comedy
yes,
night's
sir,
good for
yes.
date nights. Don't drop no Cosby's in her drink or nothing like that.
Oh, hey, man, please. We don't go there, brother. We might put some drinks out.
All right, man.
That's about it.
So, all right, man. What's going on with you, man? How's the radio show going?
Hey,
I'm a big fan now.
Listen, it's been going awesome right now. Listen, I was just telling him earlier, this is my 96th show, and I've been trying 95th? To get, you know,
oh, man, I got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah. And we've been trying to get some funny people on, some people kind of doing some big things, and such as you guys all, and it's finally coming together, man. So it's a blessing, man. So how did you get involved in comedy? How did you personally feel?
Totally by accident. By accident, man. I was a young guy, 19. I got married really young, and I got divorced real quick. And then as my ex-wife went on to do other things, I was looking through the newspaper, and I was thinking I was going to be all I can be and join the Army. And on my way to the recruiter, I saw an ad for a comedy school in New Haven. And I called that instead, and I called the recruiter back and said, "Nah, I'm not interested, man. Once you go to the recruiter, they keep trying to get you in. Like, oh, we have all kinds of opportunities for you and all that." I'm like, I decided to become a professional bowler. And they're like, "Really?" I was like, "Yeah, can you offer me bowling?" And they're like, "No, they don't offer bowling." I'm like, "Then I'm not interested." I hung up the phone. I went to comedy school, and I've been doing it ever since. So.
What was the worst time you've ever bombed that you felt like you said, man, maybe this ain't for me, man?
The worst time I've ever bombed? I've never had anything thrown at me or anything like that, but it's the painful. You know, sometimes you'll get a gig and you show up, and I think I did a show at a store that sold ceramic angels.
What?
Everybody, it was full of like 90-year-old ladies, and you know, I'm not gonna say I'm not like super blue, but I'm not super clean either. But you know, they were expecting Bob Hope, and they got me. You know, they weren't too happy. You know, but I don't know. I don't think any of them are still around. But if they are, I apologize to the Golden Girls that I offended in this ceramic angel store. But, I'm trying to think if there's any worse than that, but you always count the bad times are always more memorable than the good ones. You don't want to say, "Oh, I had a great time at this show or that show." Then you sound arrogant. It's always more fun to tell you about the bad ones. But did you do stand up yourself?
Absolutely not.
Maybe we need to get you up on stage for 5 minutes.
I don't know, man. Hey, I got to have. Maybe, I got to. I know the show is sponsored by Jack Daniels. Now, y'all might have to see me.
All right, so we have
you Jack
and Coke, so you're ready to roll.
Possibly. I don't know, man. I don't know. So, hey, listen. Hey, Charlie, we got about another minute before we shut down. Hey, listen, you want to give the little people, listen to me. You want to give the people just, you know, some info? How can they just follow you, link up with you, either Facebook, Twitter, or whatever?
I hate being bothered, so I'll tell you what, I'll just plug your show. Everybody just check out Miller Time, listen every week. Maybe I'll come back on again and talk to you.
Hold on.
That'll be a plan. That'll be my next plug. Next time you have me on, that'll be my next event.
That's a good look right there. That's what I'm talking about. Hey,
always
listen,
looking out.
This is Miller Time Radio, man. We got the great Johnny Benson on Miller Time Radio. Hey, send us out, man, before we go, man. You got the last word before we let people go, man.
That's it. What's up?
I said before we go, we got another 30 seconds, man. Send us home, brother. Send us home, man.
Come on. Pistol Pete, Saturday night, baby. I'm bringing my six-shooter there. Me and Miller are going to be drinking some Millers right in the front row, man. You don't want to miss it. Going to be a whole lot of ladies there. Karina Flores is going to rip it up. The Claw is going to tear it up. And the other Polish kid and me in the Moose. Oh, it's going to be a great show.
Yo, y'all heard it here first. Y'all heard it.
Don't forget AJ. AJ the host. Former
we
pro wrestler. AJ, he'll be there.
Yes. Hey, man. Hey, I appreciate you locking into the show, man. We'll see you there, man. You take it easy, brother. Can't wait for the show.
Thank you, man. We'll see you Saturday.
Yes, sir. God bless. Hey, this is Miller Time Radio, man. We had a great time here on the show, man. I appreciate Pistol Pete for putting this together, man. This was an awesome show. Funny guys, man. We'll be out there. Y'all better be out there, too, man. Yo, this is Miller Time Radio, man. Whew, I love this show. One love. We out.